Well, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Gettin, and I'll be your host today. This gathering happens on the first Friday of every month, and it's dedicated to sending loving, healing energy to the waters of the planet. And we have actually finished 9 full years now. We're heading into our 10th year. So it's a beautiful gathering, and we welcome all of you to be here today. And I'm excited to have the meditation today is going to be led by Gentle Thunder. She's a highly regarded medicine woman, a light worker, and a humanitarian. And this is, I think, the third time she's led a meditation for us. And it's always special, so I'm really thrilled to have her here. You know, she's served in many parts of the world, including South America, the World Peace Movement in South Korea, the Parliament of World Religions in Salt Lake City, and she's constructed medicine wheels and crystal earth grids as part of the planetary grid. And recently, she had been in Maui for the last 4 years, and now she's back on the mainland in Arizona to continue her work with ley lines and the grid system. And Gentle Thunder is also well known for her sound journeys, where her Native American drumming and powerful sound frequency toning takes attendees on a really profound journey, where healing and a discovery of self-love can take place, as well as connecting to other realms. So I encourage you to check out her website. It's gentlethunderjourney.com. So, Gentle Thunder, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for the invitation, and Aloha Friday, everyone. Oh, wow. We are in some juicy, wonky times, eh? So, there's so much yumminess that we all can exude, you know, with through our prayers, our songs, our ceremonies. You know, so I, first and foremost, I want to make sure that we, as a collective, create a beautiful sacred safe container, and then I just want to do a little share and then sing a beautiful Hawaiian chant to set the space, and then we'll go ahead and go into the meditation. So if you will, with me, take in a few deep cleansing breaths in through your nose and slowly out your mouth. Wherever you're sitting or laying down, and let's go ahead and invite our ancestors, ascended masters, archangels, our guardians, our guides. We invite you all in to hold this beautiful, sacred, safe container for this journey that we are about to embark on together through this meditation. Continue to take cleansing breaths to empty out your monkey mind and step more fully into your heart space. And today's meditation is inspired, about the waters that reside within us, our beautiful sacred waters, our streams, our rivers, our creeks, our oceans, the waterfalls. Knowing that we are all connected through this beautiful crystalline frequency and energy through the waters. Allow yourself to be fully present in this time and space, in this here and now. And if you have any sacreds around you in your area or you're wearing them, beautiful. if you would like to grab some crystals at this time, or maybe even a bowl or a glass of water to put next to you, that's an option, but not necessary. So, you know, it's beautiful that we're gathered in, like I said in the beginning, the space and time in this here and now. As a collective, you know, we're being asked to step more fully into our gifts, to raise the frequency and vibration, to strengthen the planetary grid system, to strengthen the ley lines. And we do that through our voices, as I said, through our prayers, ceremony, chanting, our instruments, drums, chimes, shakers, whatever that is, crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, more often than we have been. Because we are in go time. We need to step into and more fully, more often than we have been ever in this incarnation. I'm going to set the space with this beautiful chant. It's called Ehomai, which means grant us knowledge, grant us strength, grant us intelligence, grant us understanding, grant us insight, grant us power. Eho mai ke kai mai luna mai e o na me ahuna no o na me le e Eho mai, Eho mai, Eho mai, Eho mai, kai ke mai luna mai e, O na me ahuna no, O na me le e. Eho mai, Eho mai, Eho mai, Eho mai, kai ke mai luna mai e, O na me ahuna no, O na me le e. Eho mai, Eho mai, Eho mai. Taking a nice deep cleansing breath. This guided meditation is a way for us to be more present in this moment with awareness. And I invite you to become more mindful of your thoughts and your feelings during this meditation. And during this meditation, you will be able to harness the full benefits of this practice. And if you haven't already, just make sure that you are in a quiet, safe, and relaxing space. And maybe have a blanket nearby. As we move energy, your body might, temperature might drop a little bit. So if you're struggling a little bit to step more fully into your heart space and out of your mind. Go back to the breath of Ujjayi, breathing deep inhalation through the nose and slow exhalation out your mouth. Whether you're sitting or laying down, allow your body to melt deeper and deeper into the space you are in. And if you haven't yet, I invite you to close your eyes. Thank yourself and your higher self for making the time to be here now, to care for yourself, to be present, to open your heart and trust. I invite you to start to be more mindful about your breath and slow it down a bit. And with each exhalation of your breath, melt even further into Mother Earth and relax a little deeper. Feel your chest rising with every inhalation. And how you can feel your chest falling with every exhalation. And feel the air streaming into your body. The exhalation, you feel the air streaming out of your body. Filling your lungs with air and the inhalation. You feel your whole body relax even further in the exhalation. Feel yourself letting go of any tension you might be holding on to in your body. And just relax. Relaxing your head, your neck, your shoulders. Your torso, your hips, your thighs, your legs, and your feet. Feel your body getting a little heavier. Relaxing your arms all the way down to your fingertips. Now feeling your whole body relax. There's nothing else to do. Know that you are in a safe container. Relaxed and safe. Now start to imagine your body and your soul floating into another space and time. Away from here, into a different place. In that place is a beach. Find yourself at this beach. What a beautiful feeling. And you're lying down on your towel on the beach, and nobody is around. You are the only one here. It is your secret place, and you've come here to recharge and to learn more about yourself. Taking a nice deep breath. And notice smells in the air. Maybe a little salty. It's just fresh air. And it feels so freeing. And what a beautiful feeling to know that you are so close to the ocean. And you notice that the sound of the ocean is relaxing you even further. Enjoy this moment and just be. There's nothing you need to do. Just enjoy and be. Allow yourself to relax and just breathe. For this is all you came here to do. Hearing the sounds of the waves like a rhythm that you know from long ago. The ocean speaks the language of your soul. So listen closely. The waves and the salty air invite you. Come closer to the water. Feel the sand between your toes as it brings you back to childhood joys. Maybe perhaps building sandcastles or running on the beach. Maybe even a memory of childhood on the beach eating watermelon. Come to the ocean's edge and dip your feet into the refreshing water. As you do, you feel even more connected to this freedom that surrounds you. It's just you here with this beautiful grandmother ocean. Well, your soul has so much space to shine even brighter. Look around your feet. What do you see? What do you find? Perhaps you find some shells or some soft, polished sea glass. The ocean is calling you. And as she calls you, you begin to feel the pull. And you are overcome with a desire to want to dive right into the ocean, to be in the ocean, to live it, to be part of it. And as the next wave rolls towards you, you dive right into this big blue ocean, so clear the water. Your face feels so refreshed. Your whole body is cooling down and it feels light, because the water is carrying you. As as you start to swim through the small waves, the ocean. Notice that the ocean is very calm today. So calm that it almost looks like glass. It's so peaceful. Silent with the odd ripple of water along the beach. Just like your soul and the beautiful vast blue ocean. In this moment, you decide to turn around, turn on your back. And some little movements with your arms and your legs, just enough to help you find your balance as you effortlessly lay back and face the sky. Imagine how it would feel like, what it would be like to be carried by the water completely, without any struggle, just floating on the water, lying in the water, doing absolutely nothing besides trusting Grandmother Ocean is holding you. And then you decide to lean your head back and let go of any movement from your arms and legs. Now you're just floating. And she is carrying you. She is supporting you. And your level of trust has just expanded as you take in a deep breath in and out. Breathing deeply, lift your body even more out of the water, allowing you to let go of the fear. You notice that you are a part of the ocean and you're floating safely in her embrace. The soft ebb and flow movements of Grandmother Ocean rock your body gently and you feel so, so safe. Safe, nurtured, and cared for by Grandmother Ocean, loved by the universe, just because you are. And as you realize this, your lips start to draw a smile on your face. And you can feel the sun on your face, as if the sun is also smiling down on you. The warm rays of Father Sun on your eyelids make your face relax even more, as your body is carried by this beautiful vast, endless ocean. Be proud of yourself that you are brave enough to trust. And your gift for this trust is support, love, and feeling even more relaxed. Let's take this opportunity to thank Grandmother Ocean for carrying you and loving you and nurturing you and nourishing you. And just continue to float here. Few more inhales and exhales. And bask in this beautiful feeling of love, support, nurturing, nourishing energy. Feeling the connection of Grandmother Ocean, the connection to the waters within you, and the warmth of Father Sun beating down on your face. And the support from the universe. Feeling the love and support also of your ancestors. Together, take in a nice, deep inhale slowly through our nose and hold that breath for 2 to 3 counts. And a nice, slow exhale through your mouth. And you feel ready. Now it is time to swim back to the beach. I invite you to turn back over to your belly side and start paddling gently, admiring the beautiful clear ocean as she carries you back to shore. As you reach the shore, you start to stand. You can feel the sand as you're still in the water, starting to walk out of the ocean. As you look down to your feet, walking out of the ocean, you see a very special shell in the water. Go ahead and reach for it. Feel its texture between your fingers. Look closely at it. Yes, it's just for you. And you can take it home with you. It is a gift from Grandmother Ocean thanking you for letting go of your fears and trusting the support of her. Grandmother Ocean is reminding you that trust will lead you far. And it means the end of any struggle you may have been going through. Keep the shell in your hand, you start to walk back to your towel on the beach. Coming back from this journey, an experience with yourself, with the ocean. sit down on your towel, reflecting and feeling absolutely refreshed and awakened. Take in a deep cleansing breath, feeling even more ready. Now coming back in your secret place. Taking in another deep cleansing breath. Inviting you now to open your eyes and finding yourself in your space, in your room, here and now. Coming back into the present. If you don't feel ready to fully open your eyes and join us, please feel free to stay exactly where you are as long as you need. Thank yourself and your higher self for trusting this process, trusting yourself, allowing yourself to journey where you needed to go, knowing that you can return here anytime you need, anytime you choose. Namaste. Welcome back, everyone. Mary, are we back? Aloha.
This is Sandy from Georgia. I'm back. I don't know where everybody else is.
Hello.
It was lovely just experiencing the water. I'm in the mountains of Blue Ridge, and so I haven't had a good dose of ocean water for a while, so it felt wonderful and so supporting and loving. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Same here, love. I'm in the desert now. Aloha. Aloha.
Hey, folks, I don't know what's happening with Mary, but let's just have this time be for sharing. So if you'd like to share with Gentle Thunder, press star 6 to unmute yourself, and then you can talk, and just take turns. And Mary, I hope you're okay and come back when you can.
Hi, Gentle Thunder. Can you hear me? This is Rebecca in upstate New York. You can hear me?
Aloha, Rebecca.
Did you hear me a second ago?
I did not.
Okay, I think I was muted, but I just wanted to tell you that the chant was so amazing for me. Thank you so, so much for that beautiful singing. It just completely transported me. So that was so beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your voice. Mm-hmm. And the meditation, the meditation was glorious, and the chant really opened the way for that. I'm still vibrating from it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Allow yourself the space and time necessary to integrate and to continue to transmute and process.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Hi, this is Mariana. I'm from Holland. And I have...
Aloha.
Aloha. I'm also very grateful for the singing and everything. My question is, as I doze off, I don't remember vividly anything.
That's perfect.
It really is. I'm doubting it at the moment. It happens so often to me, and then I'm wondering, do I still receive everything? Or
absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, so whenever you find yourself in a place of doubt, know that that is your monkey mind. The mind is filled with illusions and disbeliefs, including doubt. So as I guided us through with going back to the breath is so beneficial to helping us exit the chatter of our mind, the false beliefs from our mind and going into our heart space. And utilize that technique anytime and every time in your daily life. My sister from Holland.
Yeah, I so enjoy the space where I can go that I'm not awake in it, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, that is actually, when I said perfect, that's because when we do fall asleep, and I have done the same during meditation or a sound journey, sound healing, then it's perfect because then you're not having that long journey from the mind to the heart. And absolutely, being a facilitator of sound, absolutely you still receive. But I would say even more profoundly, because you're not getting in your way and the mind is not tricking you. Know that no matter what in that state, the cells in your body are responding to the frequency, to the vibration, to the sounds, the vibration and sounds of my voice still being received in every part of your being.
Yeah. I'm so grateful I could ask it to you, because it was in my system to ask it any time. Yeah. Okay. Thank
Beautiful.
You so
thank you for sharing. Is there anyone else who would like to share? This platform is open.
Hey, Gentle Thunder, it's Mary.
Hi, Mary.
I'm back. I don't know what happened. Suddenly, I couldn't hear you anymore. And so then I sort of started talking, and then my husband came in and said, no one can hear you. So I don't know what was happening. But I'm glad you're here. I'm glad it carried on.
It certainly did. It certainly did. As we were speaking earlier on, electronics have been very interesting lately. Devices and even automobiles. my brake light.
Mine's in the shop.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So the lock on my driver door wouldn't lock or unlock. The same week, the cruise control stopped, and also my brake lights wouldn't go off, which would cause a battery to drain.
Right.
So I was like, okay. Am I doing clearing work right now or what?
Yeah.
I had the same thing
with the brakes. Yeah. It's very strange.
You know, while we do still have everyone here, mm-hmm. I want to make sure that we close the space, and then anybody who's still with us can ask questions. But it's always important when we open the space that we close it. And so before people continue to chime off, and there may be people still in that beautiful, yummy space and state of relaxation, and that's perfectly fine as well. So just want to go ahead and acknowledge and honor our ancestors and our guides and guardians and any ascended masters and archangels that came through for us to hold this beautiful, sacred, safe container. Thanking you with so much gratitude and so much love and appreciation. And we ask that you all return back to the spiritual abodes from where you came, knowing that we can call upon you at any given time that we need your support and assistance. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All righty. I am here for anyone has any questions or share their experience.
Yes, this is Saskia Bosman. Do you hear me? Thank you very much for this beautiful meditation. And I also dozed off somewhere halfway, but before that time, on a beach of a very, very, very ancient ocean, an ocean not there anymore. It was so magical with all the colors. I could see underwater deep red seaweed or something, very deep green, and a little more in the distance the water was turquoise blue. And I just went into the water, and then I was gone. But it was very, very deeply relaxing. And in my hands, I was holding crystals that I picked up last week high in the mountains in Switzerland, where I could clearly see that it had been a very ancient ocean, but now it is mountains. And this meditation.
Thank you for receiving.
And the trip I was on was also for healing the waters of the rivers.
Thank you for doing that.
Is there anybody else that would like to say something? Okay.
Well, I'll just express myself. You know, I'm not big on social media necessarily. I'm definitely not a big promoter of my offerings. It's, you know, I'm so present, and I'm just so, you know, about, you know, assisting humanity right now. So I'll just, you know, let people know how they can reach me is through Instagram. You know, I'll post whatever I'm doing, whether it's, you know, something like this or letting people know what, you know, sometimes I'll do a complimentary reading. So my offerings are readings and healing sessions and clearings and such. And the latest gift that Spirit has gifted me was that of being a medical intuitive while I was still on Maui. And, been very interesting journey, you know, and just want to share a little snippet of my experience, you know, to share with you all too, that each time that we clear and heal a layer of trauma of ours in past, present, or future incarnation, when we heal and clear a level of karma, through our DNA for our ancestors, we get to level up. And what I mean by that is we get to ascend another level. We get to, we start to remember these beautiful gifts and abilities that we came here with and how to utilize them for the good of the whole. That was kind of a plug, too, for Shelley. for the good of the whole, you know, in a collective, for Mother Earth, for our beautiful sacred waters. You know, people are always, I always hear people say, not always, but very often, we need to help Mother Earth. We need to do for Mother Earth. Mother Earth is going to be just fine. It's humanity that need our prayers right now through compassion, forgiveness, and mercy. Because, you know, especially during the shutdowns, people got really, really wonky, wonkier. And even more, we're being asked to be more compassionate, more forgiving, and more merciful. And when we walk in the beauty way, we lead by example. And when we lead by example, we help others shift. So just be mindful of your words, your actions, how you choose to show up. Because your people will be watching you. You don't necessarily have to do anything. And we're not here to help people. We're here to facilitate. And we're here to assist. When those are asking from us, do not impose yourself on others because they may not be ready. And those who are not ready, you're going to be met with resistance. And that's okay. Just walk away. Don't take it personally. They're just not ready. So keep shining your light, the beautiful star beings that you are. Keep your vibration as high as you can by eating healthy organic food, by drinking high vibe water. Keep yourself hydrated because you are a crystalline being as well. Meditate, pray, sing, chant, whatever that is. Keep your frequency clean and pure and high. Aho mitakoyasin to all my relations.
Thank you so much for that brilliant reminder.
That was spirit.
Oh, thank you, Gentle Thunder. It was great to have you here again, as usual. So wonderful.
Thank you, love. Thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you're welcome anytime. Mm. Well, everyone, I think it's time to close this up, so I'm going to unmute the call and we can all say our chaotic goodbye. And I just want to let you know that our next gathering is on September 1st, and Takara Scheller will be leading that call as she does every September. So hold on. Hope to see you all here next month.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, gentle. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Love you all. Big hugs, everyone.
Aloha.